Avi, stop.
There's carbohydrates now.
Yeah. Electrolytes.
Electrolytes, sorry.
Carbohydrates.
Yeah.
No, this is Mucky just gave it.
I took
Mucky, is there cash
in
one of them?
I took it out last night.
You took it out of the red one?
Last night. Last night or something.
I put it in there on Friday.
Yeah, I took it out last night. Welcome back. We missed you over Shabbos, Moshe.
Don't even start.
What is it? No electrolytes?
Who?
Took him a second.
You're doing good. I got 10 vocals last night. Calm down, guys.
Apparently, there wasn't that vocals.
You know who called me like 10 times? Mendy Pollock.
Yeah, well,
what's going on?
What? Call him when he's not there.
I said, Mendy, it's been his mom. Leave me alone. He's like, no, I gotta be. I said, Mendy, I'm allowed to go away for like, you didn't relax. I would go away for Shabbos.
You didn't go away, though.
Make believe I did.
We did. We made believe that last time.
He skipped this week. And last week.
I was around just for things that were... I don't want Moshe to go crazy. All right.
That's your one-way ticket.
He was here Shabbos one.
Yeah, it was slippery over there.
It's a little slippery to do it in, so I entered it.
De-ended it.
Whatever, yeah. I put up the ante.
Okay.
That's why there's no ants in the car. Antifreeze. Let's go. You ready to roll? Today's show is sponsored. Yeah, right. Fall Zalman Zev Ben Rachel, Coco's father, is very sick. Omer Kasimir Arn Esther, Brain of Miriam Asrazel Soro, Fushlema, Yazim Rachitz, Mushlam, Yakum Fumin, Fushlema, and Shmuel Barachaleo, Fushlema, David Ben Miriam Peril, Esli Baschai Yafa, and Sarasash Bas Masha, Avram Mengilo, who's a soldier, went back in, Fushama's brother. All right. Viatmanda, we're up to over here, Menvoman Beis, Chamechamush, we missed you. By Mincha, yes, I'm down in Mincha like an innocent bystander, and all of a sudden the Gabbai calls up by 1:45, Shmuel Ben Chaim Michel. So I screamed out, Chaim Michel Ben Abusha. But it turns out that your son was getting an aliyah. Me and Shmuel Schwartz got the joke. Nobody else knew what the hell's going on. Like, what are you talking about?
What do you call that thing when you just spit things out?
Verbal diarrhea?
Huh?
Tourette's?
He has no idea what you just said. Tourette, I'm telling you, he has no idea. The guy grew up in Lakewood, never paid a toll in his life. All right, Amalek.
Lakewood has its fair share of Tourette's.
Yeah, what does that do with Tourette's?
Anyway, Amalek Simon.
Like, we grew up 2 blocks away.
Some people call themselves Rashiva with it.
You ready? Amalek Simon. Very interesting Gemara. Amalek. That you're allowed to say Amalek, the Paschal Shulchan Aruch, that if it says Amalek, it says Amalek on a piece of wood, you have to erase it. You have to erase it. You're not allowed to even see it on a paper, you have to erase the paper, but cross it out. I think Amarish used Amalek as a simon. So Ksam Sofer says, Ksam Sofer says in the Gemara in Gittin, B'nei Bonov Shal Haman, Lam Dutur B'nei Brak Hazachayach. So the Rabbi Brown brings down that because he says that Haman had a schus that Gans Klal Yisrael did tshuva because of him. And the Eibush does not take away a schus from anybody, just like the dogs from Mitzrayim, they helped Klal Yisrael get a schus. So in Mela,
there's a schus that doesn't go away.
So because there was a schus, the Eibush gave a schus to Haman, and Mela, his kids, there was an atzoisis of Kedusha, and Mela, what's called? So Amalek also has in Tzitzis of Kedusha, and the Gemara uses it, and there was some kind of Kedusha, and the Gemara uses it over here.
When we can.
You're allowed to use it. I guess the Gemara was allowed to use it. No, stamp to see it, stamp for you to write it. You're not supposed to. But you want to sit on the other side, you could sit next to him, and you could chicka, 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 chicka all day. I mean, but this is unacceptable. Anyway, let's go.
Making the guy feel like a million.
Tara. Tara Abara.
You you taught him. You taught him how to buy a woman's watch, and now he's.
It's all metal. Turn it on. It's, by the way, fake.
No shit.
Whoa.
You started this, by the way. You started it.
Gary, let's start from here. Let's get that Amalek out of the video. Oh, my goodness. Amalek Simon. So, Tana Rabbanon, what does it stand for? It stands for like this. It's Avera Gerez Avera. Arev made the loiva. V'hud isle arachriti. So, Arev means that if I borrowed money from Shuli, and Chapler is a cosigner for me, Shuli says...
You don't scrape it across the table.
Shuli says... I
take it into the shop and buff it up.
Okay, let's go. You might say another bad word. Let's leave Chapel out of the picture right now. For right now, talking about Armei Leiva. I guess this year we'll start tomorrow with Olduf. Don't give this one as a sample. Talking about Arav.
Charlie's getting you
on. Yeah, he's getting me on, right? Yeah. Do me a favor. Don't even try. I have other connections. Okay, tell me about it. Orev made loiva. You ready? So, if I borrow money from Shuli, I borrow money from Shuli, and I use Chapel as a not a cosigner, a guarantor.
What's the difference?
Which means, I don't know. So, which means that Chapler, if I can't pay Shuli, then Shuli could go to Chapler to collect the money. That's what it means. But first, Shuli has to go to me first. He can't just go straight to Chapler. That's what Arav is. So the halacha is Arav mei loiva v'hudis le'arachita has to be. So Shuli. So let's say Lang comes and says that property at Chapler that loiva is me. The property that I have is really belongs to someone else. It belongs to Avi. So Chapler could be meyid that no, the property belongs to Libby and it's not a problem. And what would be the problem? Problem is, Chapler, when Shuli comes to collect from me, and I don't have anything, especially if Lang took the property, then Shuli's going to end up going to Chapler. So Chapler wants me to have a property. I'm the borrower. He wants me to have a property. So maybe there's an agave dover. So Loka says, no, it's not a problem. As long as I have another property, this is the Arachita. I have another two, three properties, Shuli has to collect for. And there was Ram Bavarns, what about if there's multiple borrowers? You don't have to worry about that. Right now, you worry about this thing. Malva made a leva, means if I borrow money from Shuli, so Shuli could be, and then I have a piece of property, and someone comes in Ma'ara, Shuli could say, no, it's Leiva's property. It's Negev Bedover, because Shuli wants me to have a property. With this Arachita, again, I have to have another property. Lekech, that's the mem of the Amalek. The lamed is lekech rishon me lekech sheni. You have Reuven sold the property to Levi.
Well, we're not worried that Arav has either way someone has blown out.
Huh?
Arav doesn't matter if one's blown out. The mom doesn't get paid back. He's responsible.
Right, so he wants me to have the property. So why could
you have
You're the cosigner, the guarantor. You want me to have a property, so it should come to me and not come to you. If I don't have any property, it goes right to you. It comes to me, you ate live, you owe me $100,000. I'm sorry, I don't have any money. Okay, go to Chapel. So it's a problem. So, Lekach Rishon made Lekach Sheni. This means that if Reuven sells a property to Levi, and then he sells another field to Yehuda, and another guy comes to me at Ma'ar, yes, another guy. What is being ma'ar is that Reuven stole a property from him. So Levi could be made that no it belongs to Yehuda. The lekech rishon made lekech sheni, and it has to be a Yehuda has other property. Who this le arachriti? Who this le? And the reason is,
he's saying Eidus that it's Yehuda's.
Yeah.
How could he do that?
Why not?
It doesn't tell me that Reuven didn't steal it from Shimon.
He's saying he knows.
So he's saying that it was Reuven's. He's not saying Eidus that it was the Yehuda's. He's saying Eidus that it was Reuven's then.
Yeah, it could be made to Yehuda that
on
it
behalf
was not,
of Yehuda that it
on
was
behalf
Reuven.
Of Yehuda that was Reuven's and wasn't it's not a stolen property and belongs to Yehuda, not to to some other guy.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. One second. So what's the reason why? What's the problem?
Huh?
Who?
No,
no, no. It has to be a case where there's two lakuchas over here because that's what Rambam explains. Let's get the case. This is no, no, no. He sold. There's two separate properties over here. No shaykes one another. So I sold one property to Shuli and one property to Yehuda. So Shuli could be to Chapler. Somebody else coming and saying that the property I sold to Chapler, I stole from the guy. So Shuli could be made to chat that no, it belongs to Chapler because it would really belong to me. I never stole it.
Why what's the
problem? Now, okay, so what's the problem with it? So the Rashbam says, and it has to be Yehuda has another property. It means that Chapler has another property.
Chapler or you?
Chapler.
No.
The second guy. Yeah. Given the Isla Yehuda Oy Kakachem Shabez Bachov the Ruvain, Inam Ishla Ruven Kakachem Baskoin Lehader, Allah Bachov the day, Mat Label Asude, Yehuda, Akak, Lam Gabe Edesu, the Afil Maplim Aram Yehuda, Les Bachov the Ruven, Tarf from Levi, El Makakachem Shuhuda Ruven, El Makakachem Shuhuda Ruven. Right. So basically, the halacha is that a Bachov goes to the last sale. So Levi was the first guy that bought a property from Ruven, and Yehuda was the second guy that bought a property from Ruven. So, if there's a debtor that comes to get a piece of property, to get paid back from Reuven, who's he going to go to? To Yehuda. So it's in Levi's best interest
to keep
by Yehuda and not make it go to some other guy.
So Yehuda bought two from Reuven.
So that's what Gemara says. It has to be that Yehuda bought more than one than Reuven. So that and only talking about one. And about and when Levi says Eidus. It's not a game of Dover, because what's going to happen? Someone's going to come and take a property? It's fine. Yehuda has another property.
It's very mixed up.
Yeah, it's our case. Now, the other way wouldn't be an issue. The other way would be an issue.
What
Reuven has? One second. Right, Reuven speaks it out also, right?
But that
zikr is not a problem, because then you can't go to Mishabodim. Right. But the lekach sheni could be made lekach rishon because you always go to the last guy. That's not an issue. Zot the Gemara. So that's the lamed of the Amalek. What's the kuf? Kablin. What's a kablin? A kablin is a cosigner, a guarantor, but you're allowed to go straight to the guy. So if I borrow money from Shuli and he becomes an ur of kablin. So Shuli doesn't have to knock on my door. Comes 30 days, there's no check in the mailbox, goes right to Chapel's house, takes his car.
Oh. Okay.
Kablin. Take whatever you mishal. Anything you have, I don't know. Yeah, why not? Arav Kablin, so Kablin, Amla made. Some say you could be, some say you can't be. Amla made, Karav Dami, it's like Arav. So Melo, you can be made.
It would have the same
halachas. What happens is, it goes so far by Arav Kablin that if Shuli comes to me and he wants to take my property, but I owe Shuli $100,000. I have a property. It's real. It's in Harlem. It's garbage. Shuli's like, look at this property. It's crazy. I'll never be able to do anything with it. But Chapler, who's Arav Kablin, has a gorgeous property in Bahamas. So Shuli says, listen, I'm going straight to Chap. I'm not coming to you. You have a Zibarius property. He's an Arav Kablin. I don't have to come to you. I go straight to him. So I'm going straight to Chap. I'm taking the what's called. What Chapler wants, he wants that I should have a few properties. So you should have a choice. So when I have a Bainus and a Zibarius and this one and that one, so it's in Chapler's best interest to make sure that I have a property. Yeah, you could. You're allowed to pick. Arav Kablin means Shuli's allowed to go straight to you. He doesn't have to come to me. We're talking about 30 days comes, he doesn't pay. I don't have to ask anything. You just walk right into Chapel's property and take it. Now, if you have a nice property than me, of course, Shuli's going to go to you. So it's your best interest to make sure that I have multiple properties. So if somebody's being ma'ar on my properties, and especially Chapel thinks it's a property Shuli wants, because it's a nice property next to the Shuli, you know, so he's gonna make sure that I get it. That's Negev Bedover. Negev Edus. So he can't say it. Amar Yechanan. Uman ein lechazaka. A workerman does not have a chazaka. Now we're talking about, we spoke it out either raw or with Adam, however you want to zetzanayin, but Uman has no chazaka. Ben Uman.
Is there a shayla though in the Gemara? Didn't we have a question about the Kama? If the Benis and Ziburis is on the person or in the.
He says you can take it, I don't know. He brings down from Gemara and.
Anybody has Benis.
He brings down.
As long as they have one property, that's the Benis.
Or the Ziburis or the.
It's all the same then.
I don't know, Rishbam doesn't seem to have any problem with it.
Yeah,
to have like,
yeah,
it to us, but
yeah.
Yeah.
It's for the case, though. To the point.
Fine. Let's go back to the worker man.
Bachev is dinim benus. That's the shaila.
Yeah.
If you only
right.
have zibaris.
Well, there is no zibaris if it's your only field.
But the Rav Kabbalah has a beautiful benus.
So then the case has to be where he's being made on a field that's better than his benus.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're not gaining anything.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, I'm gonna be looking at Omen in the Chazaka, a worker man, chap with no Chazaka. Ben Omen, son of an Omen, Yesh Chazaka. Aris, sharecropper in the Chazaka. Ben Aris, Yesh Chazaka. What about Goslin, a stealer? Well, Ben Goslin in the Chazaka. Ben Goslin, same thing as a Goslin. Ben Benoy, Yesh Goslin, Yesh Chazaka. A grandson, he's fine. So, I don't understand what's going on over here. Hey, Kadami, let's see. Yeah, well, yeah, he wants to say that too, yeah. Hey, Kadami, what's going on over here? What kind of case are we talking about? E-Osu ben Tanosu Davoy. If this kid is tining the false tiner, which means what's a tiner that we said that you're not believed to say, L'koach b'yadi, because you're Umin, you're Oris, you're a Goslin. So you're not believing this stuff. It was raw, let's say, whatever the case is. You see, the Osu ben Tanosu Davoy, I feel like an amiloy. So even an Oris or even a Ben Oris or a Ben Umin is not believed. Because you're coming towards their taina. They come with their own taina. They have a chazok sheshima taina. They have their own. They made their own thing over here. So I feel Ben Gazanami. He has his own taina. He's saying, believe me it was my father's, because I could have said I bought it from you. So it's a chazok sheshima taina.
It's my father's.
Believe me. No, believe me that's mine because I could have said I bought it, right. Even though it's
father's
Ghana.
Don't get my father involved,
right. Same thing with ours, same thing with a woman. Sigmara says, you're right. Idlos betanos davoy. Oh, one sentence. Idlos betanos davoy. I feel Ben Gazan amulet. So what's going on over here? Sigmara says, Loitzricho. Sorry, I feel Ben Gazan ami. Loitzricho, the ka'ami edim, fanenu hoidloy. There are Edom that said that the guy was Maida, that it was really his father's. So Hanach iklamem kushtakami. When it comes to Aris and Omen, you can say it, the kid, he's saying the truth. Hi, I've got the Oidi Namle Mehemen. By Ben Goslin, even if he's Maida, if he's saying that he was Maida, it's not Nema Y, Kedrav Kahana, Kahana, Elab, the Oidle, have a Mantle, the Chamel, the Shachvar. A guy is a Goslin. He's in nature a beast, and he's a tough cookie. And that guy, if you're not going to agree to what he wants, he's gonna throw you to the dogs. He'll take all your stuff away. He'll make sure you make your life miserable. So just because you was Maida doesn't mean anything. I was Maida because I was scared. Amarava. Maida to the Gazan, yeah. And just because I was Maida doesn't mean anything. I'm only Maida because I'm scared. So you can't come after and say, oh, the guy was murdered. Nah, it doesn't mean anything. Amarava. Pamim shafilu ben menor shagazan, nam ein lechazaka. I shall have learned the gears over here, machalik shirashbam and taisvis, but we'll go with this one. Pamim shafilu ben menor shagazan, nam ein lechazaka. Hechadami, kegoin, de kaosib tanos da abadavua. He's coming with the taina from the original taina. The Zayda, yeah. Hechadami gazlan. What is a gazlan? What does it mean, a gazlan? Amarviach, how do you know? Also, two pshatim over here, how to learn over here. Oh, sorry. That's one pshat. So the first pshat is that it's specific on one field that is a Goslin, but everything else, he's a regular person. There's only one field that we know that he's a Goslin. The second pshat is that the guy is just a crook from beginning to end. He's a guy who would kill on money. So he's just a crook, and he's not believed on anything. He has no belief. They're both, Rambam says, we hold like both of them. It's just different ways, a different hechetimsa of how you could say that a guy's a crook. Either he's a crook on one thing, or he's just a crook through and through. Tana Rabbanon, Umen ein lechazaka. An Umen does not have a chazaka, like we said, because he's not believed to say lo yidvarim oilam, because it's either Ra or Edom, however you want to say it, he has no belief. Yara mum nasai. He went out of business. Yesh lechazaka. Aris ein lechazaka. Yara marisasa, yesh lechazaka. Okay. So we say, at that point, if the Aris is not an Aris anymore, and now he's sitting in the field for 3 years, you can't say, oh, he was Aris for 10 years, and I thought he was just, no. Nobody lets a guy just hang out in his field. There's always a purpose for it. So if a guy's a sharecropper, so the reason why it wasn't Meicha. Now for 3 years you weren't Meicha, okay, tough luck. Now you lost your field. Ben Shechalak, a boy, a son, that stopped taking, stopped mooching off Papa. So at this point, so if, as long as he's living from father, so the fact that he was in the field eating, father doesn't have to be Meicha. You son of Hashulchan Aviv. So of course I'm mechuyav to feed you. You take. I'm giving you support every month, every day. You go to the field, take a few eggplants, a few this, a few that. I'm not doing meicha. But once the kid is not semach shulchan aviv, then if the father is not meicha, then one second, why are you meicha? Must be sold to me. Umar is going to say, what's the chiddush? Chayra pashut. Ishus neshgasha harein kashakal adam. And a woman who gets divorced also she's like someone else. So much, I don't understand what the Gemara is. I don't understand what the Chiddush over here is. Bishlam ben Shechalak, a son that's not Samech HaShulchan Aviv, which means he's not getting any more eating on the father's table. So I understand this is a Chiddush. Why? Because it's Shechadach Amina Achul Le'Akabe. A father has the hearts for the son. So even though he's not eating anymore, he doesn't support him, still, the father cares about his son. He's not going to throw him out. So just because the son was eating there for 3 years, that's not a raya that he falls sold to the son.
Kamash
Malan,
he would throw him out.
Kamash Malan, no, that azoy not means you're not letting your son take over your field.
Make
a macha. Say, listen, I know you. I have no problem with you eating.
Tell everybody, listen.
But just, you should just know, I got 10 other kids. So the Achamina, Achul Achabe, Kamash Malan, no. Deloy, Ela Ishish and his Garsho. A lady gets divorced. Pshito. Rashi says, Pashit. What's it with Pashit? There's no such thing. Once you get divorced, it's over. Every little toothpick makes
it's not civil.
It's not civil. So if someone gets divorced, you're not letting her stay there. I don't care what kind of divorce is this.
For the kids.
It doesn't work. We're talking about a situation, it's a very big chiddush. We're talking about that it was a Suffolk gerushin. He threw a get to her. Suffolk, it was Karav Law, Suffolk Karav Law, we don't know. So he has to give a new get. Meanwhile, the halacha is, he has to give her mezainas. And therefore what? Maybe, this is the field that he was miyachah for mezainas. Till he gets back to Bezin in 3 years from now. So yeah, so Melo, you have no raya. The fact the lady was there for 3 years, and he wasn't meicha. So the husband says, what do you mean? I had to give him a Zionist. So this was a Zionist. I wasn't Meicha. No, no such thing. Rashi says, Rabbam says, still, even though he's Mechuy to give him a Zionist, he gives it begrudgingly. And since he gives it begrudgingly, minimal, whatever he has to give, two pieces of bread a day, he never gives, there's no...
3 years to give a get.
What's the problem with 3 years to give a get? You can't see it?
Restart negotiations once.
She's not in a rush. She's getting mezainas. Why should she push him? It took him. He tried throwing it one time. It was Suffolk Karav Law. So she ran away. Good. Obviously learning sleeping. Anyway, other mood loyal ben ar ben yashin. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how you what you doing. The guy's a scrumple about the scratch on the watch. You might have to pay for this. Okay, let's go.
Give him a real one.
No, a scratch is shows that they're godless, you know. Anyway, antique. Five items. I'm Rav Nachman. Next. I'm only Huna. He's really going at it. I'm only Huna. Oh my goodness.
It's never too late.
No, you can stop.
Be careful, it's a little slippery over there. We have to de-ant. You gotta be careful. Gary slipped last night. He went flying on the.
Last night?
You can't unsee it.
Yeah, there was ants along the whole thing from the door that
you
came in.
Too much food. That's a problem.
So I spritzed the. I have Raid. Gary came running around to get the pizza and he slipped, went flying down.
Oh,
Gary,
yeah.
He's like, live. I remember I told you I know how to fall. He taka falls right on the tuchas. He knows how to fall, taka. I don't know how to fall. Anyway. No, no, all the office is starting tomorrow. We lost it for today. Anyway, Chapel can't do anything.
7 years later, we still can't get one share.
Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Lihuna, Kulan Shevir Raya, Rayasim Raya. Okay, so this is a hot one. Aris and Chazakah and Uman, anybody that brings a Raya and maybe Goslin, we'll see.
Put you on, we have to commit. What do you mean? We have to commit like a certain amount, whatever.
Kulan Shevir Raya, Rayasim Raya. Means anybody that brings a Raya and proof that it's theirs, that's fine. My meeting is going to be other. Gazel Shevi Raya, Ein Rasi Raya. Gazel is not a Raya. Ve'im Yisam Biyodeh. Ma'akim Ashlon. What's the Chiddush? Tanina. We have a Gemara in Gittin. Lokach Masekriken. V'chaz Lokach Baal Bayis. Mechabotel. Lokach is if you take it from a stealer, then you go back and you buy from the Baal Bayis. Mechabotel. Why? Because you know the only reason he sold to you because he's scared. Scared for his life. So Moaz La'afukim in the Rav, Dom Rav, Loishan Al Dom Alei Chazev Koni. Yeah, like that. V'shtah Konim. If you write a chayin zechosim, if a guy wouldn't do. So if a guy did that, it means that's a real sale. You don't have karka, means the karka doesn't go up to you. The guy gave money, you have to give back the money. There's a problem over here. This guy's a bum. And he's a ganav, and he'll kill you for money. So you have no raya that it's your field, even though the guy was moidav in front of you, because that's nothing. So if it says if the edim say fanenu manaloi, that's fine. Amru edim fanenu hoidaloi, just because he says yeah, it's sold, it's good, he owns it. He's saying that because he doesn't want to get killed. But avadi, he really doesn't own it. As soon as he has the opportunity to sue the guy in court, he's going to. That's not a raya. A mela, according to this, it would not be a raya. If he says b'fanenu manaloi, no, if it's b'fanenu manaloi, it would be. If b'fanenu hoidaloi, that wouldn't be a raya.
He's afraid
that the guy's gonna come get. Yeah, you gotta be careful. You gotta watch your back. Yeah, we'll stop it. Toulouse is even tomorrow. You came just in time.
Tuesday's small.
Okay, we have the Mishnah today. Very interesting Mishnah. Yud Beis. Oh, Mamish Ligaya Avi. Look at this. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Yimamun Chavercha Chovalech Shalach. You have to be careful with someone else's money, just like it's yours. Like you, the Haskats.
What do you think says about?
I don't know what's guy.
That
guy's dominating. He diamonds. The diamond will take 15 minutes longer.
Okay, so.
The guy now, he just blew the buttons just popped. All that, every button, even the back one by the zipper of the back, popped.
You're not helping.
Yeah,
you're not helping.
Yeah, it's
no sense.
Money should be.
A guy doesn't have enough brains.
Okay, I guess we can't use this recording either. Okay, Imam Khaver Khavalak Shalach.
Next.
The Hatskin Atskulum of Torah. Listen to this one. You have to prepare yourself to learn Torah. She'en Yushalach. Doesn't matter who your father is, who your grandfather is. If you don't prepare yourself to learn Torah and fix your midas and make yourself a kli to mekabel Torah, you're not going to learn. It doesn't matter how chashuv your father is. Chom asecha yilo shem shemayim. Everything you do is shem shemayim. You eat shem shemayim. Everything you do is shem shemayim. Zok te kitzur shechon aruch. We're almost done the simon with the bugs.
The wrong mishnah after all this.
No, it's not. Yasha Koyach. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Yitzhah.